Well, kind of an ugly game, but it was a good game, and very competitive, obviously, and we anticipated that they would be a difficult team for us to play. Their quickness is pretty outstanding, and while we did not play our best and certainly had some guys that didn't play like we're accustomed to them playing, I'm really proud of our team because I thought that we tried to do what we wanted to do or what we had asked them to do, and we didn't always do it very well, but I thought we were trying to do it. I thought we showed great composure and poise there when they took the lead and came down, and we worked and got the ball where it needed to be and made our free throws. And so while it certainly was not our best performance, it was not what we'll need later in the season. I'm really proud of our team because Wake Forest did some things tonight that they just haven't been able to do all season long. They're shooting 27% from three, and they make 13 of them tonight. And you know, that's the truth probably lies somewhere in the middle. But anyway, you have to congratulate them because they played very well. But like I said, I'm extremely proud of our team because I thought we did the things that we had to do to win the game.
Kevin, you guys go down two with about a minute and a half left, and AJ scores six straight. That pretty much iced it. Was that by design?
Well, it's kind of by design the whole game, but you know, at that point, we're probably looking for AJ or Shane. It's hard to go away from Shane when he's really kind of been the dominant player in the game. But at the same time, that's a good thing about our team this year is we can play it to a couple different places on the floor. You know, we were able to get it to AJ, and he got a rebound, knocked down big free throws, and so. It was well done there at the end, and again we think that we work pretty hard on end of game situations, and we think that our guys know how to function at that time, and they certainly I thought played well at that point in time in the game.
Kevin, talk about AJ's progress and his composure. He doesn't play like a freshman.
No, he doesn't play like many freshmen that I've coached, but you know, his composure is good. I wouldn't call it great because when he loses his composure, which everybody's prone to do from time to time, except me, of course. You can't really see it because it's an internalized thing, and I'm starting to know him a little better and sort of figure out when those times are. But he's really a good player, and he. He knows how to play, and I would say that tonight he was good, but I wouldn't call this performance tonight spectacular. And he might get mad at me for saying that, but I think he's got a lot more in there, and we just got to keep trying to get it to him and give him a chance to do something with it.
When he loses his composure, is it because of his competitiveness?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he wants to stick his shoulder about halfway through a guy's back, and he's got a streak in him that's real healthy, and he's very very competitive, and his competitiveness along with the composure and poise of some of our other guys helped win the game for us tonight.
There was a flurry of missed layups and dunks on both sides.
It was pretty, wasn't it?
Passes going out of bounds, and this just seemed like either team wanted to.
Well, I would say that's a more disappointing stretch of play for us than it is for them because, you know, they're running around out there with a lot of young guys. They've got a lot of freshmen and sophomores out there, and I don't recall who was in the game for us at that time, but I'm going to guess that we had more experience on the floor than they did. But yeah, there were some weird plays. You know, the kid missed the dunk and then fell down on a breakaway, We had some of our own that looked just about like that. So there were some, like I said, it wasn't a thing of beauty. It wasn't necessarily a well-played game. But it was a game that was played extremely hard by both teams, and glad we were able to come out on the long end of it.
Two more questions.
Kevin, how good is it to have an inside-outside duo like that with AJ and Shan? Outside open things up?
Well, I'm just kind of learning. it's been pretty good so far. We'll see how it continues to unfold this season. But it really makes us a lot more difficult to defend. And they tried to do some things to take AJ away. And I'd like to hope and think that our spacing and some of the things that we do offensively affect their ability to do some of that. But they tried to do some things to take him away, and he just does such a great job of getting to the foul line. I mean, he just is amazing how often he can draw contact while he's making a move. And I'm not sure that he even intends to, but it's just sort of his style of play. And he gets great angles. He has great footwork. And he's got an extremely strong lower half of his body. But Shane has really been terrific. I mean, he's been unbelievably consistent for us this entire season. And we need to win when those two guys get 49 points. Now, our other guys, Ross and Red, that was, I think they just seemed to forget that one. That was not their better day. But both of them made good plays for us at the end to help us win. Last question. You know what? I just have a feeling that his coach over in Australia, Marty Clark, he just must be a really, really good coach. But AJ's experience is beyond what a normal freshman has, because he's played in international competition for several years. So I say several, a few years. I don't know if I'm surprised. I'm certainly pleased. Pleased more than surprised. Thank you.